Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and as always, it's my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, I'm going to do something here that's probably not very nice. I'm going to put out a pun, and I understand it's a poor one, but there's so many things. I look at what the news is and what's going on and what's not going on, and I blame everybody up in D.C. I don't just blame the White House. I want you to understand that. However, he is the leader. He is supposed to be the one in charge. And perhaps this is a poor pun, but I believe heads need to roll in D.C. They need to roll because of the war that they seem to wage against our Constitution and against the American people, against you and me. The U.S. is more vulnerable and it's more weak now than I can ever remember. The community organizer that got elected as president doesn't seem to be capable of organizing a one-car parade. So here we are, we're at a war. They finally admitted that's what it is. They've called it everything but that. And as I look at the headlines and I see what's going on, from ISIS, our economy, the loss of our jobs, and yeah, all the way to school lunches. We're in a heap of trouble in this nation. We're no longer an independent people. We sit here and we listen. What's D.C. going to say? What are they going to do? Well, my friends, what are we going to do? What are we going to be doing about what they're doing or not doing? They aren't the ones in charge. You and I are. Well, we were studying Jeremiah in church yesterday. And I won't go into the scripture, but it was talking about a leader and what the leader should be doing. The leader's job is to take care of the people, not dictate over the people, but take care of them. We seem to have that backwards in this nation. Again, I'm not just talking about those in the White House. I'm talking about the leadership, the administration, the Congress. They seem to be after us. Everything they do goes after us. And then yesterday we have another beheading. This is a British man, a father of two. Those videos are put out there. This horrible, despicable display of evil is meant to intimidate and scare you and I. That's what bullies do. Bullies try to scare you, and you stand up to them, they back down. We've done nothing to stand up to these. So they're going to continue to push and push and push. Well, I wrote a blog last night, and it's on my website. Don't let terror reign. We need to stop letting them scare us. We need to be respectful. You know, you got to understand. They mean what they say. But I sat down and checking the news, and it just broke my heart when I saw this one more time. But the definition, then I looked it up, of terror. Because we talk about the war on terror, the war to terrorists. How can you have a war on terror? Terror is intense, sharp, overmastering fear. To be frantic with terror. an instance or cause of intense fear and anxiety, quality of causing terror, to be a terror to evildoer. Any period of frightful violence or bloodshed likened to the reign of terror in France. Violence or threats of violence used for intimidation or coercion, terrorism. These bullies, these terrorists, they want nothing more than for every American to be fearful of them. And fear keeps us captive just as much as a jail cell keeps you captive. So every time they post and host and do another evil video, they crank that key in that cell and lock you up in your own fear and your own terror as you fear the wickedness and the evilness of what they do. Well, it's up to you and me to keep that from happening here in the United States. Yes, our elected leaders, they should be doing something to secure our borders, to secure our safety. But they can't do everything. And it was like, I agreed with the one commentator last week. If we have total security, then we have no freedom. We need to be free to move about. But these perpetrators of terror, of evil, they need to know the American people are not going to put up with it. We're not going to put up with it. We have got to stay vigilant. Your freedom, your liberty, your sovereignty is in jeopardy. We are not run by DC occupiers. We are a republic. And we need to stand up to these terrorists. Don't allow them to intimidate and scare you. And you need to be talking to your congressman. And we need to let them know we're done with this. We're done with this. Well, Richard Miller writes a blog. And it's a part of the Friends of Liberty. And I just wanted to share some of his words today. Politically speaking, conservatively, he says, Obama's war on semantics. He said the world would change on the 20th of January, 2009. The country would be rid of George W. Bush. All would be fine. Obama would so heal the world and dismantle W's war on terror. But after six long, disgusting years, we see that he was in error. ISIS, with their barbarism, has changed all that and has become apparent that Obama will pass on a war to the next incoming president. With his sickening narcissism, Obama felt that nothing was beyond his reach. The counterterrorism we're hearing about does not need explanation, for the policies being proposed would be in the same in the third W administration. Obama and Kerry have debacle after debacle. They are clueless. Now with this ongoing ISIS crisis, those fools spend time playing with words. Someone should give Obama a dictionary to look up the meaning of war. He probably can't find the same time as he's busy breaking and making new laws. He is quite the quandary. Don't forget, this man is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. To me and many others, he is nothing but detestable, disgusting lawmaker and breaker. And we will be right back.
Bye.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome today. If you stay on target, we're just, it's not a free-for-all. So 877-895-5410. I was discussing the terror. What they have, not trying to demean what these folks are doing, it is despicable. Speaking of ISIS. But we can't allow them to run this in our lives. We have got to understand that we cannot allow them to reign in terror. Do not be afraid. Stand fast, stand strong, stand steady. Be aware of your surroundings and know what's going on. And then contact your congressman. Exercise your First Amendment. You are the Republic. Well, I have an article here from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, and the act of pure evil, and it's talking about David Haynes. He was just 44. He is the latest victim that we have seen on the videos. I don't watch them. I will not. Father of two, over there doing a job, was kidnapped and then passed along. The president says the United States stands shoulder to shoulder tonight, meaning he did this yesterday, with our close friends and ally in grief and resolve. We will work with the United Kingdom and a broad coalition of nations from the rain and around the world, from the region and around the world, to bring the perpetrators of this outrageous act of justice to degrade and destroy this threat to the people of our countries, the region, and the world. My concern is that they are not able. John Kerry, Secretary of State, and President Barack Obama, they are not going to be able to rally, round up the allies, as they say. And if we do a haphazard attempt to fight this, and I don't want to go to war. I mean, that's not something I want to do. But we can't have these people beheading people, beheading them, videotaping it. What arrogance. One thing I would do is I'd quit giving them much recognition. They are absolutely nobodies. We have Jim from West Virginia. Jim, how are you today?
I'm better, thanks to you all. The one I'm going to mention is I'm not coming down on any talk show host. I'm not going to judge anybody unless I've walked in their shoes. But there are so many issues in the Patriot community. Everybody's going crazy over all the events. But we need to stay focused on what we have in common. That's common law, the Constitution, doing the next morally right thing. We need to stay focused on that. That's our rallying thing. I don't think anybody can complain about common law. And number two, I think we need to understand that almost anything other than band together on the local level is a lot of times a distraction or an obstruction. There are so many things coming down on us all at once. We have to stay focused on the criminals in our government. Not everybody in our government. The criminals in our government.
Yeah.
And call them out because they're getting terrified. But the main thing is just understand you answer to God first. I'm a pacifist. That means I don't start fights. I am a Christian. And that means I have to tell the truth, otherwise the blood is on my hands. But the rallying point for everything which the Patriot community is involved with has to do with calling out the criminals, working together locally, banding together, because that's what they're most afraid of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're afraid of the American people banding together. That's why they've got us labeled and separated.
They're calling us terrorists because they are terrified because we're finally calling them out.
Mm.
Now, you have to understand, most all government occurs right at the local level, not in D.C. And these sheriffs can very simply, if they want to, if they have the backing, I talked to an ex-sheriff. He said, yeah, I'm willing to fight for the people, but when I turn around, somebody better be behind me, and they're not ready yet. This was like 8 or 9 years ago. But you have to band together and say, listen, we can shut down the CPS Corporation, the kidnapping operation. We can shut down the EPA organization. If a foreign army had come in here and bombed out our factories with the EPA, if they had bombed out our farmlands, the Department of Agriculture policies, and Food and Drug Administration.
We'd have been outraged, wouldn't
we? Absolutely, but we have to understand the criminal is within the gates. We have to surgically call them out.
I agree. I agree 100%. Thank you. I appreciate that, Jim.
Thank you.
We have Alan from Delaware. Alan, how are you today?
Well, good morning, Beth Ann.
Oh, good morning to you.
I see you're right on track, keeping an eye on the Agenda 21. Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski, quiet weapons for silent wars, attack on the United States. I want people to understand that what this gentleman before us just said, that swarming massively locally, letting people know that you're awake, the Department of Education, the EPA, and the FDA are a mafia organization hell-bent on using basically Kissinger and Brzezinski's tactics. These people are much to do about nothing, and it's nothing but order out of chaos. Let me ask you a question, Beth Ann. What do you think of when you watch the training? Now, I've had some guys that have been lifelong military and intelligence tell me that every execution from ISIS looks to be right out of the manuals. U.S. Army.
Well, I think we lost
there?
Out of the U.S. Army manuals?
Yes.
But
they're driving Ford trucks. They're using American weapons. They've got brand new outfits, brand new clothing. They're running around in and out of Syria. This is nothing but a gateway to a war with Syria, which Russia has said they will not tolerate. Iran will not tolerate. And Barack Obama is nothing but an empty suit and a bloated gas bag keeping us distracted.
Well, he's not the only one keeping us distracted. I'm not defending
Al
the man at all.
Al Haig said we would be in there for the next 5 years, even if we're successful.
Mm. Well, you know, I know that we've definitely gotten ourselves entangled, and we've definitely, there is no doubt in my mind that we have led ourselves to this point.
Yeah, because we don't vote correctly.
Well, not just that.
Not teaching right.
Well, I guess it would be. It all falls back to that. But when we get entangled, and it's not just this administration, this has been going on for many, many generations and administrations,
yeah,
where we get entangled and we get our nose into somebody else's business. You know, they used to tell you, don't keep your nose in your own business. Don't get it into somebody else's business. And that's what we have done. Now, I'm not necessarily for total isolationism, but we continue to get involved in other people's wars when they're not willing to get in their wars. And
well, yeah. I mean, it's the Trilateral Commission, the Saudis, it's London, it's the Germans, it's the United States.
So we shouldn't be surprised, Alan, when
that's
they are
right,
taking steps like they are. And they're using the equipment we've sent over there. We've either given it to them at some point in time, or they've stolen it from the ones we've given it to. Either way, they've got it, and they're using it against us. And
start with the states and work our way to the federal government, ratting out these maniacs. And look.
Well, we got to start. I'm going to back up a little bit farther, though, Alan. We need to start with the counties. We need to start locally. We've got to clean it up locally. And that is, you know, that's the way they're taking us with Agenda 21 is locally. They're starting with your communities. They're starting with your counties. They're starting with your view sheds, your watersheds, and all of this and that. And they're taking the land, and they're taking the industry. They're taking the businesses, and they're taking sovereignty away from the American people.
I'll leave you with this, Beth Ann. I'll leave you with this. Two words. Tax revolt. Tax revolt. Do it now.
Yeah. I don't think throwing the tea over the harbor is going to work this time. We do need to make sure that these folks know we're done with it. We are done with it. And I hope and pray that you are done with it. Thank you, Alan, for your call. I hope and pray you are done with it. How much intrusion from a federal government do you want in your lives? Do you think the First Lady knows best what your children should eat? Do you think they should demand the price that they're causing your public schools to pay for school lunches? It's just an atrocity from one extreme to the other in this nation. When are we going to say enough is enough? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
And we have returned, and I have hit a nerve today. I have some callers. I have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm real fine, Beth Ann.
So what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about Obama, the Muslim terrorist, and Holder, the Muslim terrorist, that are holding this nation's police hostage because American-born Muslims in the churches of Islam are spreading jihadi, and they are murdering American Christian men. And Obama and Holder have ordered the police to not disclose this, but say that it is drug deals gone bad.
Hmm.
He is a murderer. Holder is a murderer.
Well, we know that.
It's curious.
Yeah, we know what he is. But it's, and you know, when he came to Missouri, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if that's the last thing we need for him to stand up there and say he will bring justice. And I thought, that's not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet.
Yes, it has. Criminal injustice, the finest injustice that Federal Reserve notes can buy.
Well, that's injustice. That's not justice. I agree with you. I agree with you completely, Jeff. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move on.
Well,
did you have something else? We're going to move on.
Just everyone stand up for liberty.
Absolutely. That should be our goal. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, with Christianity going back into the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages, there was a time when it was an incredibly violent religion. We had the Crusades. We had there was battles with the Protestant movement when it was first getting started. you know, after about 100 years of witch burning, we seem to settle down. And, you know, I have to think that as Europe kind of matured and became an economic powerhouse, the you know, it just kind of settled into a belief that for religious reasons we had to be tolerant. You look at the Middle East, and, you know, the Muslims just simply have not kept up with us. You know, you go back, you know, a couple thousand years or more, and, you know, the cradle of civilization began in the Middle East, and then it moved to Europe. The second thing is, in America, where are the Muslims, you know, protesting ISIS? They seem to be incredibly quiet.
Yes, and they have mentioned that numerous times when I've been watching the Fox commentaries this last couple of weeks. Where are they? Why aren't they speaking out? There's been just a very few of them, but as a group, they're not speaking up.
Yeah, they really aren't. I don't know if they're afraid to speak out. You know, they don't want.
They mentioned that.
You know, we have moderate to liberal professional people in this country. Within the Muslim faith, and, you know, perhaps they don't want to be vocal just simply because they don't want to be a target.
Well, and I think that there's probably some truth to that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the call, Steve.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, moving on from ISIS to the lunchroom in your public school. We know that we've addressed this before, and it just doesn't seem to be going away. But I'm bringing it because it lacks any kind of common sense. There is no constitutionality in anybody in D.C., in particular, someone in the White House, the bride of the president, whether it be Michelle Obama or Barbara Bush, or somebody else. They have no business getting their noses into your affairs. Unless you're doing something wrong. Well, apparently they think we're doing something wrong. We don't know how to feed our children. So, Michelle Obama shouldn't be the one deciding what your child eats. Do you think she should? Well, neither should anybody else up there in D.C. Because, folks, that's not their job. It's their job to make sure that you're safe and secure. It's their job to try and make sure we don't have terrorists living among us. It's their jobs to make sure our economy is strong. It is not their job to make sure you have health insurance. It is not their job to tell you how many calories your child should eat or what kind of food that they should eat. And make these demands upon your public school that is so expensive now that the public schools are having to rob Peter to pay Paul. Well, the primary focus of the federal school meal program should be meeting students' needs. You know, I'm just going to tell a little story. I kind of do this from time to time, like every day. My folks weren't poor. We weren't poor. We were definitely middle class. Mom didn't work outside the home when I was a kid growing up. Dad worked at Owens Corning Fiberglass in Fairfax, Kansas City, Kansas. He was a supervisor there, making that Pink Panther stuff. Then he also took on a second job that he loved dearly. He went to school, became a piano tuner. And he tuned pianos for Coles and Jenkins and his own, being in piano tuning. And that's how we survived. And all summer long, Mom saved pennies in a jar. And those pennies in the jar were our milk money. I remember it went up to 3 cents. She got all upset because it went up to 3 cents instead of 2 cents for a carton of milk. Very seldom did we buy our lunch when I was in grade school. And I took with me almost every single day a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And if Mom had baked cookies, and we didn't do that all the time, that was something special, I might get a cookie or two. And on occasion, they would buy fresh fruit, and I'd have an apple or an orange or a banana. But as a rule, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and my 2 pennies to buy my milk. On a very special occasion, I might get to have some potato chips. But as a rule, every single day, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of milk for my school lunch. Now, maybe that's why I ended up so short in life. I don't know. And it was on white bread. When she ran out of bread, she bought the crackers that were the four squares together and had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with crackers. Native crackers. Well, I don't imagine that anybody thinks that's a rounded square meal. She didn't send me a salad. She didn't send me spinach. She sent me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because that's what I liked. I was kind of picky. I didn't like the bologna. I didn't like it to sit there and get slimy. Once in a while, we'd have an egg salad. Once in a while, we'd have tuna. As a rule, it's peanut butter and jelly every day. So, to go on with the school program, now that you know what Beth ate every day, I'd still eat that. I love it. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But for that to happen, which we start, I'm just going to start all over. The primary focus of the federal school meal program should be meeting the students' needs. The students' needs. But for that to happen, there must be recognition that parents, not the First Lady or Congress, know what's best for their children. My mother knew if she sent me some of these things to eat, I wasn't going to eat it anyway. It'd be thrown away. But she knew I would eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And that's what I took. Unfortunately, the school meal standards that started to go into effect 2 years ago under the Healthy, Hungry, Free Kids Act of 2010 ignore parents in favor of a federal government that thinks it knows everything. Well, if I had to deal with the federal government, I'd never get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know something else I like? I like peanut butter, and I got this on occasion, and dill pickle. Peanut butter and dill pickle sandwich, yeah, you can squish up your nose if you want to, but it is yummy good to me. I still like them. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this. This is an overreach. This is an overreach into your lives. I don't care how good their school program is, even though it's not good at all. It's an overreach, and it is none of their business if you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and it is a war on school lunches, and we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Affinity Floor is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
And we have returned. I know every single one of you, every single one of you went and fixed you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich just now, didn't you? Yeah, that's what you did. I know that's what you did. We have Gina from Missouri. Gina, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
The school lunch program. I agree with you 100%. We need the federal government out of our business and let the parents decide what is best for their children.
You know, and then part of this, Gina, don't you think that they, you know, we have these things called grants, and the school signs up for these things, and then they're stuck with the rules and regulations and the stipulations that go along with that money. And here now we have these, and I don't know all the political reprimands that come with the school lunches. But why couldn't we handle that locally? Why do we need money from D.C. for that?
My question exactly. And I do understand that the school lunch program, if you are found to be in noncompliance, you lose your federal funding.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
you will. Mm-hmm.
Our district is a very poor district. We have over 65% on free and reduced lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad situation. And my kids no longer eat lunch at school. They used to enjoy school lunches. They no longer will eat lunches at school. They take it from home. And most every day, my son takes two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out the door with him.
Instead of one, he takes two. Maybe he'll grow to be a little taller than I am then.
He takes two. You know, you have growing teenagers, and you have them involved in sports, and they just don't get the calories. They don't get the nourishment they need.
They need the calories. They need the fat. They need, you know, so much of this that Michelle Obama doesn't understand. And if she does understand it, then she's purposely trying to starve our children. If you've got a son, how old is your son?
17.
Oh, yeah. And he only takes two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Well, you know, we still eat whole milk and bacon and eggs and toast for breakfast, the same thing that my grandparents ate.
So he goes pretty full and ready to go. He's got all charged up. I raised five of those boys, and I'm telling you, they have to have the food, and they will eat you out of house and home. You have to have food for them.
And you have to have food they will eat and food that will last them.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, they've got to have something that's going to, and I don't think anything lasts. They just seem to go through them like a sieve as far as the calories. They were always skinny when they were in school. I fed them. I fed them a lot, but it's just part of growing up. I mean, they burn the calories. And of course, my kids were active. They didn't sit and play video games all day long. They were out and running around doing stuff. They played football and they were in the music classes and stuff at school, and they were constantly burning calories. And they have to have the fat, they have to have the food, and they need good food. And peanut butter and jelly is a good food.
And from what I understand happens in the school lunch program where my children go.
Yes.
They monitor what is on the plate after they go through the lunch line at the pay station, but nobody monitors what gets thrown away or given away.
Right.
After it's paid for, they just seem to be concerned with making sure that it meets Michelle Obama's criteria.
But you know, kids are kind of like that. I'm going to let you go because I have one more caller and I'm about out of time. But kids are kind of like that. Even when I was in school, the ones that bought the school lunches, most of that went in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't eat much of it. I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Gina,
okay.
So much
Thank
for calling.
You.
We have Jen from Nebraska. Jen, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. And I'm in the same boat, I guess, as Gina, because I've got two teenager boys in high school playing football and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they constantly complain about how they don't get enough food. They go back for seconds and thirds, and they don't have enough lunch. And my daughter, she's in middle school. She has been sick about three times this year, and I think it's because she's tired and not getting enough food. I send snacks with her to keep her energy up, and it's just crazy how little food they get at lunch.
It is. And, you know, I just know that. Now, my kids did buy the school lunches, but my boys weren't picky. They ate the food, and then they'd trade, you know, or they'd take somebody else's and finish it off. I mean, they had no qualms about that. They didn't take it without permission. I just meant somebody else didn't like the food.
Right.
They'd eat it. And so they were healthy eaters, and I never had to really worry too much about. There was just one of them that he didn't seem to like too much in the way of vegetables, but he's a big salad eater. He just didn't care for beans. Anything that was a bean, he didn't like to eat it. But when it came to meat and when it came to other food, they were healthy. They were good eaters. It was hard to keep them satisfied because they just constantly wanted food. And then they'd get up from the table, and an hour later, they'd eat a bowl of cereal with a glass with the milk.
The boys don't change. Mine still do that, too. But we live in a small school, and I think they should be able to give extra food to those kids that they know are in these, sporting programs or extra things. If they're doing stuff like that, give them extra portions or something. I don't see how that would hurt anything, and it certainly wouldn't make them overweight to give them five chicken nuggets instead of three or whatever. So.
Right, or a real piece of chicken.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Jen. Thank you
okay,
so much. You know, it is concerning for mothers because you have to keep those kids. They have to have the food. They have to have the nourishment. They have to have the calories, and they have to have some fat. They have to. That's what makes their bodies grow. That's what keeps their bodies going. And good food, with a combination of good rest, good food, good exercise, for adults as well as children, is what keeps your immune system up. So if they're not getting their nutrition, the proper nutrition or the balance of nutrition, then they're not going to be healthy. They're not going to learn well. It's all going to go downhill. And Michelle Obama's got her nose in someplace that she hasn't got a clue about. Not a clue. And I will debate that woman if she thinks she knows anything about raising kids. I made lots of mistakes as a mama, but I kept them fed. I knew better than to let them go hungry. I kept them fed. We're just about out of time. I'll end real quickly here. It's an upbeat story on Chick-fil-A and how they have done well against the giant McDonald. Now, Chick-fil-A's chicken isn't chicken nuggets. It's chicken pieces. It's chicken strips. It's real meat. But what they provide in their little meals that, you know, McDonald's calls a Happy Meal for the kids is more encouraging to the children, and it does more to inspire them and make them think and challenge them. Anyway, they've done well, even not being open on Sundays. They do well sticking to their faith and to what they know the best with their food and what their customers want. Unlike our school system, which is being forced by the federal government to starve our children. You know, it's going to take every single one of us to fight from ISIS to sovereignty and independence. We have got to come together, community after community, and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.